I'm just someone coming out here and hoping to put pressure on Congress and the President to end our occupation in Iraq.
Have you been protesting a long time, or is it
even before we entered the war in I think it was October 2002, I was one of the protesters out here.
Before the war started.
Yes. It was a bad idea then.
You knew it was coming, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
What do you think about people speculating now that war's coming with Iran?
Well, I mean, that would be another disaster. How can we...
Do you read about that?
I've been hearing inklings of it. I mean, the signs, the drumbeats are there. And now this change in the position where now they can engage Iranian people in Iraq, I mean, that certainly sounds like an expansion, something new.
Do you think that these protests have been making a difference in changing people's minds and changing the country?
Well, it's certainly. I mean, because now, what is it, 70% of the people in the country do not want to be in Iraq anymore, whereas before it was the other way around, really, in the early days. They were giving the president the benefit of the doubt. Now, because of events in Iraq, and I think because of a continued and sustained opposition to being there, now...
Do you think we should impeach George Bush?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think he should leave office. I could say that.
He should resign.
Right, and that's why I have this sign. Impeachment is a long process. It's a painful process, as we know. I don't know that the country wants to or needs to go through that.
Do you think maybe George Bush is a war criminal?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I think he...
Do you think that Congress has a responsibility to find out if he is or not by maybe proceeding with impeachment?
They need to investigate, ask questions, and if investigation leads to impeachment, then so be it.
So be it. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Would you like to add anything?
No, except that I think we need to, instead of putting more troops in, we need to get the troops out now. Getting them out now. Yes.
Do you think that would put us in a dangerous situation, or put Iraqis in a dangerous situation?
Well, they are in a bad situation already, and it's going to continue even when we leave. They are in a civil war. They need to resolve their issues. The U.S. cannot do that for them. And that's why we need to step out of the way.
Thank you very much. Do you want to give your name?
Sure. Ernest Cardenas.
Cardenas, nice to meet you. Robert Livingston. Thank you very much.
Hey, Robert. You're welcome.
You have a good day.
Okay.